Many of us have heard the scripture that unless the Lord builds the house, the laborer builds in vain. And that is so true. And it's specifically true in our spiritual growth. Sometimes we can be deceived into trying to perfect ourselves merely through our own efforts. It's important to put forth effort in our walk with God. Maintaining a walk with God takes effort. But sometimes we can be deceived into thinking that doing, quote, works of holiness is what causes us to expand spiritually. In reality, what causes us to expand spiritually is dependency upon the Lord. See, the Bible says that God's power is perfected in our weakness. In other words, as we depend on the Lord through life, this is what enlarges our soul and our capacity to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. His power is perfected in our weakness. So unless the Lord is the one that's building you up, everything that you're doing is in vain. A lot of people are trying to do Christian things by their own power. It won't work. It might look Christian. It might look impressive. But at the end of the day, there's no structure to it that's truly of the Lord. So once again, Psalms 127:1 says this, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborer that builds it builds in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman is watching in vain. So I want to encourage you today, continue to depend on God for everything in life, whether it's your business, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your work. Depend on God, because as you depend on Him, you know what's going to happen? He is going to build your house. He's going to build your life. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I love you, my friends. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you, Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Today's Seeds of Revelation was brought to you by GetMyFreeWill.com. Get your free will at GetMyFreeWill.com.